You look rough. So, what did you call me up for? Yeah? Please, no need to thank me. Hey, she was a bitch. You were nothing but good to her. I needed to say something. Told you. I've got your back. Thanks. Cheers. But in all honesty, man, we all kind of told you so. You don't stick your dick in crazy, even when they're crazy hot. That's true. I did think she was hot too. The main difference is that I saw through her bullshit in a span of a 10-minute conversation and walked away. It took you what? Around 10 weeks? Don't look at me like that. Being your friend means I get to call you out when you do dumb shit too. Honestly though, you need to be better at picking your women. This is the what? 4th girl in a row that you've dated who turns out to be insane? 4th time that I had to pick you up from the dumps? Oh please, take it like a man. The truth hurts, and you have to handle that. What about me? Well, I certainly am learning from your example. Do I look miserable to you? I don't choose to go around with other men and women I barely know, because I don't want to end up like you. Doesn't matter. I still prefer to date traditionally. I need to get to know you first, and you need to get to know me too before we start fucking around. I don't want to waste my time with flings. No, sir. Not in this economy. Why? Because I don't want to end up like you, or any of our friends who have also made the fatal mistake of dating complete strangers. Who would I date? That's a funny question. No. I'm not dignifying that question with a response. NBTs to Kingdom Come? No thanks. I'm the one doing the shit talking here. There is nothing cowardly about my choice. Trust me, you don't want to know. Because, man, the truth hurts. Forget about it. Can we just load up a movie and chill? Just let it go, man. It's not going to help us. Because knowing who I'm into will not move any of us forward. So, let's go take a seat on your glorious couch, load up Netflix, and watch an episode of Kingdom. Come on, it's got zombies and it's less miserable than our love lives. I know you're staring at me. I know you're not starting the show because of the reason why you're staring at me. And I repeat my statement. No. You're really not letting this go, are you? No. All right, then. Right, why did I think that was a good idea? Oh god, well, see, I tried. Time for me to go. See you. Bye. I'm overstaying my welcome. It's been nice knowing you. I will send postcards from Alaska, and maybe a care package every Christmas. Hasta la vista, baby. Bonsoir, bitches. Au revoir, Aurora. I'm not gonna be here all night. I need to- Oh my god, what the fuck did I do? Wait, what? No, don't fucking grin like that. It's not funny. I'm sorry? Huh? Well, you like, same. What? Oh god. Well, We're both that dumb, huh? Oh god. How do we do this? Well, I guess this is a coincidence we should celebrate. Seriously, how long since you've been into me? Oh. What? Fuck that, that's too long. Me, I realized a little after that. Because you're a cool guy who's just a big dummy sometimes, you know? No, not the couch, the bed. Now. Of course you should carry me. How else do we? No, no, no. You don't get to be on top for now. No. Lay down the bed for me, please. I want to suck your cup first. Yes! Do you have any complaints about me sucking your cock first before you fuck me? I didn't think so. Now, let me take this off. Huh. You know, one of your previous girls told me you had a sizable cock, but I thought they were only trying to hype you up. Huh. Intimidated? No. Challenged? Yes. You know I love challenges. Did you just call me a good girl? No, keep going. That turns me on. Not gonna lie. You've really got a good cock. Nice and thick. Rock hard. My hands can barely wrap around it. So good in my hands, in my mouth. I taste so good too. Oh fuck. I feel more of an idiot now. For putting my confession off like this for so long. Imagine all the fun I could have had with this perfect cock for months. Imagine each day that you wake up with a hard on and I would have been the one to take care of it. Use my hands, my mouth, my throat, my pussy to make you come. And you know I'll make you come hard. I guarantee that. Or each night, you come home from work, stressed out all this time.
Oh, I could have been the one to get down on my knees for you and give you sweet release. But enough about the months we missed together. Let's talk future, baby. Because today, I learned that honesty is the best policy. Better get used to these lines for it to last long. No. You keep sitting back and relaxing right there. Well, let me suck you the way none of the past crazy bitches can suck you. Told you, I long wanted to tell you, I can do way better than the women you've dated. I just couldn't think of a way to show you. Now, this is just the perfect opportunity to do so. You sound so good enjoying that. I can feel your cock twitching when it hits the back of my throat. I need to hold on a little longer. I still need to ride you. Nice and hard. Fuck. Your cock just feels perfect on my throat. But you've always imagined this, huh? Your best friend, your partner in crime, your wingman, down on her knees, gagging on your cock and making such a mess. You don't know how long I fantasized being in this position. And now, you're right where I want you to be. Moaning and squirming and me on your bed. And soon, coming because of me. Are you getting close? Hold on a little longer. I need to feel you inside me. Oh, it's time for you to show me what you can do, huh? Well, it'll be my pleasure then. Yeah, right there. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, fuck, this feels perfect. You feel perfect. Fuck. Honesty? This feels so fucking right now. Feels so fucking right. Don't you think? You and me. Right now. Right on this bed. You inside me with your perfect cock and my tight and wet pussy. Fuck. Fuck, why did we wait for so long? Why do you have to date all of those girls? If we were strict with each other all this time. Just imagine doing this every night. Me underneath you. Or me riding you. all yours every night. I'm yours every single hour you want me. And you, well, you're finally mine. Fuck. Yeah, I'm ready. You can go harder now. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, your cock feels so fucking perfect inside me. I can feel you. I can feel you stretching my walls out. Yeah, you can go harder. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yeah. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Oh, I can feel you stretching me out so much. Let me hug my legs up on your shoulders. Yeah, Yeah, you can hit my spot much better than. Yes, just like that. Don't stop. You can mount me, baby. You can mount me. You can mount me. Just like that. Don't stop. Pumping air. Hard cock inside me. Yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking amazing. Oh, we waited too long for this. Fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. Oh, yeah. I'm getting close. Yeah. You're getting close too? No, not really. I'm not under section. Do we really give a fuck about that? No. I don't care what happens. No, I don't care what happens. I need you. I really need you. Oh, fuck. I need you. Feel your cum heart inside me. Fuck the consequences of anything. I don't think there'll be a need for us to find other partners after this, do you? Oh, fuck. Well, we've wanted each other for this long, then I think if you do get me pregnant, then this could really be the start of a more permanent arrangement, so, fuck, you feel so good. Oh, fuck, this is such a fucking turn on right now. Come on, baby. Go ahead. And pound me. And shoot all of that cum inside me. Yes, I don't care. I'm all yours. You're mine. So come inside me. Come deep inside me. Yes. Please. Okay. That was too fucking good. No, for real. We're such fucking idiots. Waiting that long. But I guess all the wait was worth it. Oh, fuck. Nah, I promise you, I won't turn into a crazy bitch on you. Come on, you've known me for how long, huh? I'd say more than a couple of years. I won't turn into that, just so long as you don't revert into a huge idiot for me. Too. Oh, we're dropping bombs now, huh? Fine. I love you too.